Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is The Times afternoon briefing on Monday, the 29th of April. Hamza Yousaf says he'll resign as Scotland's First Minister. The SNP leader faced two no-confidence votes and would have needed the support of other parties to keep his minority government in power.
While a route through this week's motion of no confidence was absolutely possible, I am not willing to trade my values and principles or do deals with whomever simply for retaining power. Therefore, after spending the weekend reflecting on what is best for my party, for the government, and for the country I lead, I've concluded that repairing our relationship across the political divide can only be done with someone else at the helm.
One of the parties that might have supported Hamza Yousaf was rival nationalist party Alaba. Their leader, the former SNP First Minister Alex Salmon, told Times Radio his successor's resignation doesn't set back independence.
Support for Scottish independence remains at 50%. You have to arrange the political furniture in such a way as the people in the Scottish Parliament are actually trying to get independence, not just enjoying themselves in the Scottish Parliament.
Mr. Yousaf says he'll stay as First Minister until the SNP choose a new leader. Elsewhere, the Work and Pension Secretary has told Times Radio a grown-up conversation's needed over reforms to sickness benefits as costs are spiralling in parts of the welfare system. Mel Stride says payments for those with depression or anxiety could be stopped and replaced with more tailored support in line with their needs.
There's an awful lot of opportunity here, but we can't allow ourselves to be stuck in aspect with a benefit that hasn't changed or indeed even been properly reviewed for over a decade when we're facing different kind of challenges today than we faced back then, particularly around mental health.
But Labour's Deputy National Campaign Coordinator Ellie Reeves says the government lacks a plan for dealing with mental ill health. She told Times Radio today's announcement has no firm plans to get a grip on the issue.
I think there are too many people out of work, but the government have done very little to tackle any of this. If you look at, for example, NHS waiting lists, they're staggeringly high, meaning people can't get the treatment that they need in order for them to return to work. And mental health provision is on its knees. It's only normally available when someone gets to crisis point.
Rugby union side Saracens have confirmed they're aware of an incident involving Billy Vunipola in Mallorca. Local reports suggest the former England international was arrested at a bar and tasered. He's been released on bail pending an investigation. The club says it'll deal with the situation internally and will not comment further. And the author CJ Sansom has died at the age of 71. The British writer is famous for creating the character of Matthew Shardlake, a Tudor lawyer. His works have just been adapted into the series Shardlake, which features the actor Sean Bean. The first series is due to be released on Wednesday. There's more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal, to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.